said, if you're leading singing tomorrow, I said, you mind picking out an extra song or two? And I said, because I really don't have a whole lot to say at this point. Last week, when Will asked me to talk, I kind of wish I could have seen my own face, because, you know, there's just certain, when you grow up in certain churches, I guess there's certain terminology you use, each, you know, different churches, and when you cross, you know, when you hear about somebody being saved compared to somebody being baptized, or, you know, well, when Will asked me to give my testimony, I was like, here? Testimony? And so I was like, okay. He's like, yeah, just your story. So honestly, I had a hard time. I mean, it was probably Wednesday or Thursday before I could get over telling somebody, saying the word testimony and feeling okay. I mean, saying that's what I was going to do, even myself. And, you know, like the greatest commandment where you shall not give false testimony against your neighbors. That was my, I mean, I'm familiar with that, you know, but not my story, not my. So I started reading a little bit about it in Revelations 12. Verses 10 and 11. This gave me a whole new light on this. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And after I read that, I thought, you know what? This, our testimony is powerful, is strong. And I'm up here telling you today, I really don't have my testimony. I don't have some big wow factor. You know, nothing happened to me. I was very fortunate. I was very fortunate to be raised with a lot of you guys right here. Be raised with, you know, a good family. Very, very blessed. You know, our family had good family friends. A lot of them are in here today, and just, you know, raised me in the church. And when I was thinking about, okay, my testimony, I was thinking, you know, probably the biggest part of my testimony is just my walk with God when I was a kid, before I got baptized. I mean, that's part of my testimony. That's not all of my testimony, but that's part of my testimony. And when I look back to that, my story, you know, I started thinking about how I was raised, you know, and the people that influenced me. And there are some people we all know. I'm going to mention a few of them today. But just for me as a kid, and, you know, this is something I'd never really thought about until, I mean, I encourage each and every one of you to go home and think about your story. Think about your testimony, because these are things I hadn't thought about and probably would have never thought about if Will wouldn't have asked me to do this. But as a little kid, looking up to people, you know, you got your idols, you got your heroes. And then even in the church, I had some great, great role models. I mean, I had some great people to look up to. And even as simple as, he's not here today, but Danny Phillips. I'll tell you what, Danny Phillips has had a big impact on my life. You know, I'm very fortunate, the whole Phillips family. You know, Danny, Beverly, Jennifer, Jeremy, Jordan. I mean, we were pretty tight growing up. We spent a lot of time together. And, you know, I kind of, you just respect families like that, and I respect Danny, and I respected him. I mean, just little stuff. As far as I think he's the best song leader. And me as a little kid, you know, I think, man, that'd be pretty cool if I could lead singing like Danny Fred one day. And you know, and my first song, I never will forget. It was on Wednesday night, and it was singing night. I guess it was the last Wednesday of the month. And my first song I led was Victory in Jesus, 596, in the old song books we used to have. And, but when I got up there, you know, I was trying to be like Danny Fred. And you know, that's something very simple, but he had a big impact on my life. Jim Sullinger, a lot of you know Jim. He was, you know, when I was a kid, I was always intimidated, and I didn't have a whole lot of preachers. And maybe it was just the way that my age, when Jim was our preacher, but I was kind of intimidated by him as a little kid. You know, I always thought, you know, when you saw him coming, it was like, oh, he's getting close. You know, you think you're about 1 second away from being asked a memory verse, or there, what's the fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments? Tell me. And, you know, so you're kind of intimidated by him as a little kid. But Jim, I got to see him. You know, he was a trainer and he was very involved with the school. And when I think of Jim Sullinger, I think of him walking in with his boots and his Bible in his hand like that. I mean, his Bible was everywhere with him, everywhere he went. Walking into the high school gym, you know, he's coming in there to tape ankles. And, you know, he's got his little briefcase with his tape and all that stuff in one hand and his Bible in the other. And talking to him, getting to talk to him on a daily bar, you know, he was one of us. He was the first preacher, I guess, that I was like, you know what? I don't have to be intimidated by these guys. He's fighting the same battles we're all fighting. He's got the same struggles we're all struggling with. But he's always got that Bible in his hand. And I always thought, you know, someday I want to be able to just not be afraid to just dive into the Word, just to carry, you know, just to study like Jim Sullinger would, because he really knew a lot. And a couple of other people, you know, you think you want to be wise. You think you want to be, as a little kid, you know, I guess if you're wanting to be a godly man, that's one thing you're wanting to be. And I tell you what, Jack Davidson, to me, when I think of Jack Davidson, that's what I think of wisdom. I think of holiness. I mean, just a pureness. I mean, you just heaven-like. And to me, Jack Davidson, in no special way, no specific thing he did, just everything about him, he was a perfect example for me, you know, to be a godly man. And, you know, I was very fortunate, Jared, Jeff, to grow up with them. So, I mean, I felt pretty close. I felt like maybe I was a little closer to him than other kids maybe got to be. And I was very, very fortunate of that. I mean, he's almost like a granddad to me. And speaking of granddads, I had one that we just lost here a couple months ago. And, you know, my granddad was just calm and kind, gentle, and he just taught me how when something didn't go my way or something went wrong, you know, just to learn from it and to keep on keeping on and not get frustrated, not get down on yourself, not get down on the world. All these guys, and there's countless others that I could sit up here all day and talk about, but all these guys had a big impact on me. They helped me get to a point as a young kid to where I was ready to follow Jesus. So we read Revelation 12 earlier, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So I'm sitting up here thinking, you know, my testimony is not like, you know, there's not a big wow factor in my testimony, but when you really get, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you've had an easy road, if you've had a hard road. I mean, the thing is, your testimony never stops. I mean, your story never ends. And, you know, your testimony is valuable to every, you know, to other Christian friends. It's valuable to the kingdom. It's a weapon. It's an instrument of power. I mean, however you want to. Those are all the good things about it. It's dangerous. you know, to Satan. I mean, he's the one that's creeping in our head, telling us what we can and can't do, you know, doubts all the time. And it's easy for me to get up here right now. I mean, I'm not having a problem at all talking with you guys. I feel like I know every one of you, and I'm not worried about what y'all think. It's completely different for me, and maybe not, I mean, maybe it is for you, maybe it's not. But, I mean, guys, we care about each other. We care, I mean, and we care about everybody in this world, and we want the best, I mean, we want to, there's so many bad things that are happening, and we're so many bad things that we're around, but there's a, it's just hard to go up to somebody you don't know. You're worried about what they think. It's hard to somebody, you know, somebody you just met. Somebody maybe you know, but they don't go to church here. Or somebody that you may know, you may go play golf with twice a week. They may not go to church anyway. But one of the most important thing, one thing we should be on fire to tell about is our story, to share that with them. It's hard because I guess you're worried about what they think, worried about, you know, they've got their own story. But it's also important to know that they're probably just as intimidated. I mean, they may want to know, they need to know, they may want to know, but it's probably more intimidating for one of your friends that you've been too intimidated or too scared to talk to them about. It's more intimidating for them to walk through those two doors back there without you asking them and come up here and spend the day with us. I mean, put yourself in their shoes for a second. And I mean, that's even more intimidating. It's kind of like speaking of golf, it's kind of like the golf story. The man said to his friend, "Come and have a round of golf with me on Sunday morning." "Oh, I couldn't do that. I have to go to church." "Well," replied the friend, "I don't know what kind of church you attend, but you can just keep it to yourself. I've asked you to play golf with me a dozen times, but you've never invited me to your church." You know, that friend was wanting, in his own way, he was wanting to be asked to church. He was too intimidated. And both of them were too intimidated to get anything done. Buddy, all week, I'm sitting here thinking about this. I met with Buddy Lane, with Daryl, Thursday and Friday, and we're AI and cows. Daryl's had a hard, Daryl has a story. He shared the story, a lot of the story with me. I mean, Daryl's got a son with a brain tumor. He's had a hard, I mean, they were in Cook's for, I mean, he's had a hard, he's been dealt a hard hand, him and his family. And we were AI and cows, and I tell you what, if you know what I'm talking about, then good. If not, I'm just follow along. But if you know, if you're sitting there AI and cows with another guy, and you're elbow deep in a cow, I mean, there's not much you shouldn't be able to talk about. Sitting there watching each other do that. And, but I didn't. I had great opportunities to. And, you know, I want to because I think he may be somebody that, I don't know. I mean, he may be at church in Brownwood or Bangs, wherever he's from today. May or may not be. I mean, but I don't know. And I had several good opportunities to find out or to maybe have an impact on his life. But it's hard. We talked about our testimonies never end. You know, some people might have a true come to Jesus moment to where, I don't know, maybe they're in a car wreck or they lost somebody to, you know, a close friend. Death, sickness, illness, you know, maybe they're terminally ill. Just a true come to Jesus moment to where, I mean, you're kind of at the pits of despair and nowhere else to go. And then some of us don't. But you're still going to have problems. I mean, we're all going to have struggles. We're all going to worry about our finances, our losing our job, marriage. Everything's hard. Everything's hard. You got to work for everything. I mean, your kids, raising the kids, I'll tell you what, today, in this time, raising kids is pretty tough. And it's so easy for us to dwell on, it's so easy for us to pout about stuff like this that happens to us. Oh, I mean, it's tax season. Will, golly. You know, somebody's sick, they're foreclosing on your house. I mean, I don't know. We're all going to deal with problems, big and small. And it's so easy to dwell on them, on all the negative things, instead of giving praise to Him anyway. And if you want to turn, I've got it right here, Acts. I think the perfect story about this is in Acts 16, starting in verse 22, going through 24. It's about Paul and Silas. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. So here you got Paul and Silas, stripped down in front of everybody, flogged, beaten, humiliated, thrown into jail. If there's ever, a time to pout and feel sorry for yourself, that's it. And, did they do it? No. I mean, reading the next verse, I mean, it's unbelievable. If you think about putting yourself in that situation, what would you do? And then you read what they did in the next verse. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. And, it's so easy for us to have problems way smaller than that, and just to be narrow-minded and concentrate on those. The thing is, there's always, we never know what's ahead of us. If something's bad is happening, we can't see, our minds can't fathom the big picture. If we can't see how it's gonna play out, then we're scared of it. And lots of time, we got to go through a lot of bad things. Bad things have to happen to us to get to where we need to be. I read somewhere, I wrote this down. We need to know that there's no miracle without a problem. There's no victory without a battle. No crown without a cross. And no resurrection without a death. And no testimony without a test. I've shared some of my testimony, my story with you today. And starting off this week when I was looking into it, this is my story. And I was kind of ashamed. I mean, I was ashamed of it. I just thought, my testimony is really probably not worth telling. There's nothing really special about it. But, when you really get to thinking about it, it is. All of us have our own story, our own testimony. And it's pretty powerful. So in closing, I just ask you, what's your testimony? What's your story? It's hard to share it with people, but don't be afraid to share it with anyone, with everyone, because there's power in your testimony. Thank you.